Hello, KMA Land, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Double X Factor. I'm the Thursday host, Spencer Williams, and this week we're talking about how to find your what's next. I don't know what to do with my life. It sounds super dramatic, but it's very real for many people at many different stages in their lives. So if you're one of those people, it might be nice to first just know that you're not alone. It's common for people to feel stuck or maybe directionless, and it's also common to get there from poor decision-making, an inability to make a decision, or a decision that was made by someone else altogether. Oriah Mountain Dreamer says, "It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for, and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive." End quote. I mean, that sounds really eloquent and beautiful, right? But how do we turn that into our own reality? Oftentimes, when faced with a challenging or overly emotional time, all we can do is think about what we need to do to get to the next day. And that's okay. There doesn't always have to be future thoughts or how we want our lives to be. An unknown author says not knowing what you want is a lot better than knowing exactly what you want, but not being able to get it. At least you have hope. End quote. When you aren't sure what to do next, just do something to keep your body moving and attempt to clear your mind. It doesn't have to be the grand thing that's going to propel you to the next step in life. It's just the little things that will keep you healthy on the journey. And part of that journey may be to accept reality and embrace change. Often we can become paralyzed by choice instead of liberated by the very power of it. Our brain doesn't always know what to do with too many options. Research actually shows that there is a sweet spot when it comes to choices. We can feel limited by not having enough or overwhelmed by too many. Focus on just a few options for your next step. Sure, the world is full of opportunity, but even if you have a few choices and disregard them all, you can still start again with just a few choices to focus on. Or again, eliminate and start over. When tackling your what's next, bite-sized pieces may be helpful and even quicker to get through. During this period of change, it might also be helpful to reach out to others and find people that have been in a similar situation as you find yourself in. Ask how they got through it, how they shifted their attitude, and which steps they took. It's actually what this very program is based on, but also what we constantly remind you of is that ultimately it comes back to you. If you're feeling stuck, it may simply be because you've lost touch with your most authentic self. If you've become detached from yourself, it can be incredibly difficult to get back on track. Make a list of your priorities and not what you think they should be, what they really are. Identify where you really want to put your energy in. Remember, want is the key. An obligation won't keep you motivated. And hopefully you want to tune in to what Sandy has to add and close out this topic with tomorrow. We'll be off on Monday, but we'll be back with our jam session on Tuesday with a new topic. And as always, we thank you for listening to the Double X Factor here on KMA.